this Friday through Sunday at the Hoagland, a production that is perfect for this time of the year, The Holly and the Ivy. Asni Vigasa not only is in this production, but she's co-directing it, and she joins us to preview the show. And it's billed as a Christmas tale with a difference. Can you explain that for people?
I think this time of year, a lot of people expect to see kind of a feel-good, you know, just really warm-hearted show with little conflict and
lighter material.
Lighter affair. And which is not to say that this is dark, but this family has some really dark secrets. And these secrets come out during the course of the show, and so they have to deal with all of that.
Now, it is set in the 1940s, back in England.
Yes, it's set in 1949, I believe, is when it was written. And so we're looking at post-World War II in a vicarage in the north of England. And the pastor there is an Irishman who is transplanted to northern England. And he lives there in the house with his daughter, Jenny. In the pre-story, the vicar's wife has died within the past year. So this is the first Christmas that they're spending without his wife. And so Jenny, the oldest daughter, has been taking care of Dad in the way that his wife would have. And we find out Jenny is in love with a Scotsman who owns a farm down the road. And he comes in to tell her at the very beginning that he's gotten a job in South America and that he leaves soon and that he wants her to go with him. And she says there's no way possible that she can leave her dad all alone, and she's got to find somebody who can take care of him.
And that's certainly a position a lot of people can find themselves in, having to care for somebody older and maybe not up to the best of health.
Absolutely, and having to sacrifice some part of their own life in order to make sure that their family stays safe or their family loved ones remain in good health and taken care of. So Jenny has a sister named Margaret, who's the character that I play, and she's also got a brother in the army named Mick, who is played by Keegan Otwell. I should mention here that Jenny is played by Megan Cady, and her boyfriend, David Patterson, is played by Jeff Leathers. So David, the Scotsman, asks why Margaret can't come home and take care of father because she's living in London and doesn't seem to have any attachments. So, of course, as it turns out, since it's Christmas time, Margaret does come home. But she has this enormous secret which prevents her from believing that she can come home and take care of Dad.
So, and that has to come out in the play. People have to come to see that.
Yeah, I'm not going to reveal that. No.
Now, for some people, they might think that this is something they've heard before. There was a film based on this play back in the 1950s, but it's not really been widely circulated.
No, the film starred Ralph Richardson as the vicar. In our version, he's played by Tom Lawton, who does an amazing job with it. He's a really wonderful local actor. But, of course, Ralph Richardson, a great British actor, and Denham Elliott, a young Denham Elliott, played the son who's in the army in the movie version. And it's a really lovely film. I had the opportunity to see it once. But it's not widely distributed. I don't even know if you can get a copy of it on DVD or even VHS anymore. So I've been looking and I can't find it.
Well, I have to say, having been around a lot of family gatherings at the holidays, they're not always appropriate for children. So I guess I have to ask that about this one here. The material we're talking about, I know you said it can be dark in some cases. Is it something for the whole family?
I would say, though it's not inappropriate necessarily, I don't think that most children would be interested in the story.
Not enough action.
Not enough action.
This does unfold over in the play what is about a one-day or 24-hour period?
Yeah. It begins on Christmas Eve and it ends Christmas morning. So even less than 24 hours, probably.
As the Hoagland puts on events, and you've certainly been involved with a lot of different productions, is this time of the year difficult to compete with other things going on. I mean, in the community, not only do people have, you know, Christmas parties or holiday parties or gatherings, but there's also a lot of other events taking place. So you're really in competition.
Yes, there are so many different theatrical events going on right now, many of them Christmas related, some of them not, but also, you know, big name draws. And there's a lot going on this weekend, I know. So, yes, we are in competition with other venues and other shows. But I think we have a real gem of a show here, and it's got a brilliant cast. I mentioned a few of the actors in it. We've also got John O'Connor playing a cousin of the vicar, and two local favorites, Nancy Cole and Linda Schneider, playing a couple of elderly aunts of this family. And it's just, it's a very sweet, if we were in February, I would say this is a little Valentine of a show. But it's a very warm-hearted, bittersweet show, and I think it's got a real special place here. We actually did, the first time we had anything to do with this show in Springfield was in 2011. We did a staged reading of it, and the response was positive enough that we decided to try and mount a real production of it the following year, 2012. So we did that, directed by Kevin Purcell last year. And again, the response was so positive that we thought we'd better bring it back again this year. So we're trying it. The time is a little different because we're up against a very big musical at the Hoagland Center. So the time has been pushed forward to 7:30 on Friday and Saturday, and then 1:30 on Sunday.
So even if people do have a lot going this weekend, different opportunities to catch this performance.
Definitely.
We've been speaking with Asni Vigasaw. She is a performer and also a co-director of The Holly and the Ivy, which is at the Hoagland this weekend. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.